Well, I'm really, really shocked and saddened, actually, by what has happened. It is a terrible blow for her family, but actually it is a blow against all of those who speak out in our community and do brave things on behalf of others. Obviously, all of our thoughts are with Jo's family. This is terrible news, and we have to wait for the circumstances to find out a bit more about it. But your thoughts go out to the young children especially.
Absolutely. And fellow Yorkshire MP Greg Mulholland, I've just spoken to him, and he's described, you know, which I think is quite powerful, you know, it's a dark day for democracy and a dark day for this country. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it is. We have a political system in our country which, despite any frustrations with it, and we all have many of those, nevertheless works. We change governments without any problems in terms of law and order. We can change our representatives at the ballot box. We have no record, really, of violence within our system, and we're much the better for it. So when these terrible events happen, they stand out like a beacon. But this is a terrible day, therefore. But I have to say, my first thoughts, really, on hearing the news, were actually for Jo and wishing her every possible speedy recovery. We now know that's never going to happen, and that's really sad.
And, you know, in times like this, political side agendas, all that goes out the window, doesn't it?
It's utterly irrelevant, simple as that. I was very pleased to see that both sides in the referendum debate suspended their campaigning moments after the news broke. And ultimately, when it comes down to it, there are so many things that we agree upon within our society. We have so many common values and shared values that make our country a great place to be, and they are shared right across our political spectrum. We may disagree in a few areas, which tend to be around economics, but that is trivial compared to the things that we agree upon and the values we have as a society. And the values we have as a society are challenged when we hear news like this. And people like Jo, who are a really nice person, who's worked hard, been a truly diligent member of Parliament, only coming in the election last year, it brings home how much people put into their jobs, and therefore what a loss this is.